Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, there's another salmonella outbreak that sickened 11 people in 9 states, reports the CDC, and it's believed that the outbreak can be traced back to a line of nut butter spreads made by Gem Raw Chocolate of Bend, Oregon. The company has voluntarily recalled the product. And in a related note, the World Health Organization estimated this week that about 600 million people fall ill annually after consuming tainted food. And children under the age of 5 are particularly vulnerable to serious illness, resulting in about 125,000 deaths per year. That's a really big number when you think about it, and it's children because their immune systems are not as well developed. And so along with the California Farm celery recall, with the E. coli, that has now been traced to Taylor Farm Pacific of Tracy, California, with their Costco rotisserie chicken salad. And among some of the items being pulled from shelves include Starbucks holiday turkey and stuffing panini. I don't know, make your own, buying it at Starbucks, and a number of pre-made salads, sandwiches, and vegetable mixes from Target, Walmart, Costco, and Safeway, which is incredible because those are all huge organizations. And you can also visit the FDA's website at fda.gov/safety recalls to find out more about all of these various recalls and the foodborne illnesses. And so these diseases we're seeing more and more of. So whether it's the ground that they're being grown in or the packing process, some of these vegetables, and they seem to be hitting vegetables, which we talk so much on these shows about eating vegetables and plant-based foods, but we're not hearing as much about meat products, chicken and fish, which everyone's always afraid of fish spoiling and causing disease. And we're not hearing nearly as much about those things causing disease. So maybe they are delivered fresher, quicker, or they go through a more rigorous standard before they're actually delivered to the store. But it seems to be the vegetables, and we have to wonder why this is happening more and more. So in the delivery boxes, in the crates, is it out in the fields? Where are they picking up these bacteria? And does that mean now that we're going to have more insecticides and bactericides and things put on our vegetables and fruits to keep them from getting these foodborne illnesses? Because they are really, it's getting more and more. So what's a person to do? And in my opinion, I think the only thing you can do, and some of the things you should do, is to wash thoroughly any vegetables, fruits, really even your meats. You can wash them down before you use them. If you're going to be using things that come out of a bag and you're a little concerned, then cook it first. If you really like the raw, make sure that you wash them when you store them yourself. Store them in glass containers if at all possible. Get glass Tupperware. It is absolutely the best when you're storing things. It keeps things longer and you don't have to worry about BPAs in the plastic and how you're storing it. So make sure you wash all of your vegetables. Maybe look into some of the washes that are out there. Whole Foods has some that really can cut down on those bacteria. Spinach seems to be at risk all the time. Celery we're hearing about. Even onions. So I think that it's just about us to be our own best advocates. Wash these things before we use them and keep an eye out for these FDA recalls, because then you're going to hopefully keep your family safe and wash down your counters. And we've learned also, wash down those tools that you use for cutting up the vegetables before you switch to another one, because they can be passed that way. Great show coming up. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.